Today's Shiur Mishnah Biryani, live from the Ramat Beit Shemesh. Once again, we're at the Taf Lamed Zayin, Sif Beis. We're continuing the halachos of who is obligated in eliminating the chametz when there's a rental going on between a maskir and a socher. In the previous Sif, it indicated that if one rents a house on the 14th of Nisan itself, it is the maskir's chiyuv to perform the bedika in the house. However, if the maskir failed to do so, then the responsibility, as we're going to see coming up here, will shift to the socher, the tenant, because the tenant is not allowed to have in the house the chametz left by the landlord. And in fact, the Shaaretz Tzion actually points out the Beis Din can actually force the maskir to perform the bedika since it's indeed his chiyuv. Still, the socher, in our case, he wants to fulfill his own chiyuv to ensure that there's no chametz in the house. So our sif is going to discuss the halacha in a case where the tenant does not know whether the maskir actually did the bedika. So let's see. Hasocher bayis nechaver bar basa ve'eni yodei ha'imu baduk. A guy rents from his friend on the 14th of Nisan. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin. We're talking about on the day of the 14th, or he says during Obetoch Lel Arbasa, or already on the night of the 14th. But the point is, we're talking about in a case where it was after enough time has already elapsed, enough time has already passed for the maskir to have been able to do the bedika of his house during that time. In other words, we're talking about, obviously, where the maskir, as we know, had the chiyuv, because the schiras only happened already after the chiyuv bedika on the 14th at night was chal. And we're talking where there was enough time already for the maskir to have done the bedika. So now the question is, let's look back in the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, he doesn't know any odeya im hubaduk. He doesn't know if the bedika was done. So comes the Shulchan Aruch, continue on. Imu ba'ir sho'alon bedako. If the maskir is in town, so he should ask him if he did the bedika. V'meino ba'ir, and if he's not in the city, he's out of the city, the balabayis, the maskir. Cheskaso baduk. The halacha is based on the psak from the sugya in psachim, is that it is presumed to have been searched. This is what's called cheskaso baduk. So it is therefore enough that the socher would just go ahead and do a bittul of the chametz, the lev in his mind, and that will be enough. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan ches imu ba'ir. If the maskir is still in the city, hu adinim ishto v'neves over here. Same thing would be if the maskir's wife or family is in the city. Yachol l'mishalahu. He could ask the family members of the maskir. Tarehei ne'manim. They are believed, afilu neged ha-chazaka, even they are trusted even against the presumed status quo, meaning even though the previous loan status of the house is that it contains chametz, and their edus stands to remove the status, they still have the ability, and they're believed. This is what's called seemingly an eid echad, being neman against what's called an eschazek isura, but we'll see why it's not, you know, there is a believability here, even though there are opinions that an Eid Echad, even though we hold normally that Eid Echad is not Neman, we paskin, a regular Eid Echad is not Neman, keneged eschazek isura. We'll see why the woman will be, the child will be Neman, as we'll see coming up in Sif Dalet, he says. Sif katan tes, sho'alo im bedako. So you ask him if he did a bedika. Da'afal pisha derech haksherim, livdok b'tchilas l'arba zakadil l'chamim. Even though the derech of what, of kosher people, is to follow the chachamim and do the bedika the way it's supposed to be done at the beginning, betchilas, at the onset of the 14th at night, and this is the way the chachamim demanded it. B'chol echam Yisrael b'cheskas kasher, everyone from Yisrael is considered having a cheskas kasher, who minastam badak var and minastam, he did his bedika. Afal pikein tzarech b'shalom. Even so, you have to ask him. Why? L'fishakol ha'shana ha'ya bayis b'cheskas sheish b'chametz. You have to ask him because since all year long the bayis was b'chazaka of being a bias of chametz, and this chazaka shem nastam b'dako And this chazaka, minastam, there was a bedika of the maskir, atabalotia mecheskas chametz. This chazaka that he did it, the maskir, is trying to remove a prior chazaka, this chazak yisura of a bayish al chametz, of a cheskas chametz. So there, ain anu sobchin ala chazaka lechatchila. Therefore, we do not just rely on the chazaka straight up lechatchila, but makom she'efshar levarer, in a case where you can go ahead and be mevarer and clarify. So you'll rely on the chazaka that was baduk, but that's only if the maskir is not around, or the family of the maskir is not around to ask whether the bedika was done. And we said, if no one is around to ask, then we can rely on the cheska. So baduk, and all he has to do is be mevatel belibo, even though the chametz is not his, the maskir was mafkir his chametz, kishe yotza mimena, v'zacha ba'asach, when the maskir left, he was pashas mafkir his chametz, the socher was zoche in the chametz, and therefore, he'll need to do bittel on it, k'moshe kasabdu l'mala, as he said above. Sif gimel, hamaskir bayis l'chavero, v'cheskas baduk, v'nimtza she'eno baduk. We have here a case where one rents his house to another, and it's under the presumption that it has been searched. There's a basic presumption that the home was searched, and it comes out that once the socher, takes over the house, he sees that the bedika was not done. So, ala socher livdok. The socher has to go ahead and do the bedika, ve'eino mekachtos. And this is not considered mekachtos. Ba'afilu b'makom shebotkin b'schar. Even in places where the bedika is done by hiring people out for pay, sha'arei mitzvah hu oseh. The reason why there's no mekachtos, and the reason why the socher, again, he's obligated, and there's no mekatos here, is because the socher is doing a mitzvah, and this is even b'makom shebot gibeschar, even if this mitzvah bedika is normally done by spending money and renting people, hiring people to do the bedika. The Ramah adds, v'yesh omim v'tzarech la'achzir lo schar ha'bedika, ho v'isne behed yesh yabadu. The Ramah, however, adds that there are those that say that the maskir would have to pay the socher for the amount of money that it costs for the bedika, because that was the original assumption and condition of the rental, that he was renting him a bias that already had a bedika. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura spelling all this out. Tzivkotin Yad Aleph. So it was rented b'cheskas baduk. Hainu barabasar. This is on the 14th. Shemistama. Since it was done on the 14th, the presumption is that mistama he b'cheskas baduk. The assumption is that it was baduk. Behu adin, and this is also true, obviously, even kisha amar lo ha-maskir b'feirush, even if the maskir told him explicitly, shehi beduka, that it was a beduka, and it ends up that it was not true, sifkat in yedbeiz, ala socha libdok v'nei mekartos. It's still on the socha to do beduka, and it is not considered a mekartos, not considered a faulty sale. The rental will stand. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan yudbeis al asocha lidok ino mekatos. After bevada yom adarasa chiv al maskir lidok. Even though on the 14th the chiv is, in this case, is still on the maskir mikomakom ilesa kaman. Still, if the maskir is not around, so mutal al asocha lidok. The socher has to be the bedika. The lower mina do tos b'meka. We don't say that this is a mekach tos. The aschara, because he rented it the cheskas baduk, he rented it with the presumption that it was baduk. And again, even if this is true, even if the maskir told him that he did the bedika, we should delicha leila inish l'savim mitzasa b'amona, because the principle that a person, it's not a mekatos, because the principle that a person is agreeable to having a mitzvah performed with his money, nicha leila inish l'savim mitzvah b'amona, there's a principle that it's like a chazaka that a person is viewed as agreeable to having a mitzvah performed with his money, meaning even though the socher is paying someone to perform the bedika, as is the common practice in his place, we can safely presume that he did so willingly. And this is the view of the Shulchan Aruch, as the Shartzim points out. The Armina dafilu habi yada she'ena bayis baduk, and we say that even if he knew that the bayis would not be baduk, and it's a place where it's the norm to hire out someone to do the bedika, we say that he still would have been kona, he would have rented the house. And the fact that he's screaming now, it's for some other reason. For example, the reason why he's making a ruckus is because maybe he found a different house, a better house, but he would have, the presumption is he would have taken it even though the bias was not baduk, because a person, the presumption is, the person would like to do a mitzvah even with his own money, so therefore here, even though when he did rent it, he presumed, or he was even told that the bedika was done, we don't say after the fact that if he finds that it was no bedika was not done, that it would be a mekaf tov. And the principle is based on the fact that Yigimel, sharing mitzvah was all set. Since at the end of the day, Sifkat Yigimel, the socher is doing a mitzvah, Ludeyazu ain't sarach maskir. According to this opinion, the maskir would not have to be maskir lo hadamim. According to this opinion, Pashat of the Shulchan Aruch, the maskir would not have to pay him back shahotzi bada bedika. He would not have to pay him back for the money that he spent on the bedika. Sharei lo ha'enah lo maskir klal. Because in the end, the socher did not benefit the maskir at all. The mitzvah b'lechud hu derami aleh v'leka chiyuva debamona aleha klal. This is because it is only a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the landlord, and therefore he has not given any financial benefit to the maskir. Again, as it's only a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the maskir, and the maskir has no monetary obligation whatsoever. Namely, this means to say that the need to reimburse the socher, the tenant, would stem from the fact that he has enriched the maskir by relieving him of his duty to hire someone to do bedika. This opinion here of the Shulchan Aruch before the Ramah comes, however, does not accept that argument, as it maintains that even in a place where the minhag is to hire a worker to do the bedika, bedika's chametz is nonetheless only a mitzvah, so the maskir cannot be considered to have been enriched in any way by the socher doing the bedika. That is this opinion. However, the Ramah, as you recall, says that even though the socher has to do the bedika, he can then go to the maskir and get and ask, pay up maskir. What's the pshat? The yeshomim tzarech la'asei sifat yedalat. Haynu b'makom shebaitkin b'sachar b'hotzi mos al zeh. Meaning, in a place where the bedika is done for pay and the socher spent money for this, this opinion holds that you can ask the money from the maskir. You can demand the money from the maskir because that was the condition of the sale, that you can have a bedika here. So although it's not a mekaf tos, you can still get the money from the maskir. That's what he says now. He says this opinion too holds that it's not a mekaf tos, even if the socher explicitly stipulated that the house that he is renting should be searched, and it was not searched. Okay? Still there is no mekach toz. There is no mekach toz in this situation. Elasvirlu da'av shadaita haya. Shafilu in loya badak, loya badak al mekach, mikomakom loya badaita limchol alamos, shayoti alabdika. So this opinion holds that even though his mindset was that even if it will not, and in the end it's not found to have been a bedika done there, the mekach is not going to be voided, the transaction should not be voided, he still did not intend to waive the money that he will spend on the bedika. So this opinion holds that you can collect the money from the maskir, but there is no mekach tos in a case where the chazaka was that it was baduk, and found not to be baduk, no mekach tos, but reimbursement can be had. The Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Beis Yudches, he quotes a Ramban who explains that the socher's stipulation was only to ensure that he would not suffer a financial loss, but he does not intend to void the transaction on the grounds of the bedika not having been performed. Ayin Shum. Now move on. Sif Katan Tes Vav. Hogel Behisna Behedya. This opinion, as we said in the Ramah, says since it was an explicit stipulation, then pay could be demanded and requested of the maskir. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, hold this. Aval b'stama, if it was just a regular cheskas baduk, without it being specified, so he says this opinion holds, af b'scharo b'yom arbasah baduk, even if it was rented on the 14th by day, where there's a chazaka of it being baduk, in this case, everyone holds that the maskir does not have to pay. Halacha l'maisa, the achronim pasuk, like the first opinion. If a chol gavni ain't tzarich l'shalim lo, and the masker never would have to pay, yachal lomar lo kim li kedeya zu, because he can say, I hold like this opinion, v'amotzi mechavero, alav araya, and the socher will have to bring a raya that the din is with him in order to collect cash from the masker in a case where the masker abuses. So in summary, everyone agrees that when a masker, whether the presumption was based on just a presumption the masker did it, or whether there was a condition in the schiras that the socher spelled out for the masker, that there be a bedika, and the schiras happened on Yudal by day. So everyone holds that there's no mekartos. Everyone also holds that in a case where it wasn't specified by the socher that it be baduk, but just presumed based on the chazkas of baduk, that everyone agrees that in that case, not only is no mekartos, but the socher can't ask the maskir to pay for the bedika. However, there's a machlokes in a place where people pay to get the bedika done. So there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not the maskir would have to pay back in a case where the socher stipulated he wants a bias that was baduk. He wants to be renting a bias that is baduk. Shulchan Aruch says even in that case, the maskir doesn't have to pay up. And the Ramah says that the maskir does have to pay up, and the achronim all say that at the end of the day, since it's a dini mamna situation, we have a machlekes here, so in the event that the maskir did not do what he was supposed to do based on the stipulation, to go ahead and do the bedika, and the socher finds it and does the bedika, and even hire someone, he'll not be able to go ahead and collect from the maskir. And finally, the last sif of this, of the siman, bayis shehuchzak shalom v'dakoy hamaskir, a bayis where it was presumed that the maskir did not do a bedika, v'amru isha o eved o katan anu v'daknuhu, but the wife or the eved or a katan says, we did the bedika, hare eilu neman, they believe. V'hu shiyeh katan shiyesh bo das adoh. The katan has to be of age where he has enough das, enough understanding to be able to, and wherewithal to be able to do a bedika. So this is all based on also Gemara and Pesachim, Dal and Beis, and based on the lacha that we trust women, avadim, and children. So let's see this all spelled out in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, bias. So again, we're talking about a bias that the presumption is that there was no bedika done. Koi Adla El, Mishnah Brura says that this is a continuation of the previous sif, namely Sheskiro La'acher Shekvar Nichnas Yom Arba Asar, where one rented it out after the onset of the 14th day of Nisan, the Chiyav al Maskir Levdog, and therefore the Chiyav Bedika rests on the Maskir, the landlord, to do the Bedika. But we know that he did not do a Bedika. Could go on, for example, Shalach Adarko Veinabir. We know that he is not in town and therefore could not have done the bedika. But Amru Echad Bnei Beisa, and one of his household members said, could go an Eved, or Isha, or Katan, like an Eved, an Isha, or a Katan, said that they searched it, right? They say Shehim Bidaku. Nemonim, they are, the Shulchan Aruch says that they are believed, and Ein Sarach HaSocha Shiv Lubdok, the Socha, the tenant, no longer needs to search it. What's the reason? Batam Mishum, the bedika is Chameit Rabbanon. The reason, based on the Gemara, is that bedika is Chameit is only Midar Rabbanon. The Minatara Bittel Sagig, but Minatara Bittel, the Alma Bittel alone is enough. Therefore, Al Kain Haminum, Haminum, Chachamim Gamla'ilu. Therefore, the Chachamim trusted not only halachically viable witnesses, but also these people as well, because normally they're not viewed as halachically viable witnesses. But also these. Lufize, Ein Lahakel Bezet, Elakodim Shegiyah Shah Shishis. Based on this, one is allowed to be mekel only before the sixth hour of the day arrives, sheyachal asocha lebatel, when the socha can still go ahead and do bittel. But after the sixth hour, avalacha shegiya shashishis, she'ein biyado lebatel, where he can no longer do the bittel, so then shuv ein esmoch al elu, then again, if you can no longer do the bittel, the search becomes a dairaisa, and as such, you can no longer rely on these individuals, and he must perform the search. Again, to review, once the 6th hour of the day of Erev Pesach arrives, it's also to benefit from chametz, and the person has no longer any monetary rights to it. Therefore, bittul can no longer be effective. And in order to avoid a deraisa bayira, at this point, one has to ensure that he has physically eliminated all the chametz in his possession. So therefore, the bedikah would be deraisa, and therefore, he can no longer rely on these inferior testimony of the Nashim Avadim and Tanim. Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Shehuchsak Shalo Bedako, Afilu Hayasham Badei Chametz. This is true, even if there is definitely Chametz there, these people are trusted. Gam Kein Nemanim Eilu Sh'armu Shabbatku B'Yarosam. These people are trusted when they said that they searched and cleared the houses of any Chametz, again, because B'Dikas Chametz is the Rabbana. Yudches Harei Eilu Nemanim, they believe. Even though after the b'di'evet, if they said that they performed the bedika, there's no need to search again. Nevertheless, one should not instruct these people to perform the bedika, as bedika involves shabedika yesh b'torach gadol v'yesh lacho shami yisatzu, because bedika involves great effort, and we're concerned that they might be lazy. Mr. Bure here is reiterating a psak that we saw in Tuf Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Ches. And the poskim say, we didn't discuss this back then, that nowadays the women search and clean more thoroughly and meticulously than the men. This is the Aruch HaShulchan here in Tuf Lamed Zayin, Sif Zayin, in the Aruch HaShulchan. And is therefore entirely acceptable to actually appoint them as shlichim, while explaining the parameters of the bedika chiyuv to them. Ayin the tshuvos v'hanagos chelak beis reish yud dalet ayin shal sif katan yud tes who shei katan sheyesh bo das libdok, meaning ainu shehigia l'chinuch, he has to have reached the age of chinuch, which refers to the father's chiyuv to train his child in the performance of mitzvah. This chiyuv takes effect once the child has gained sufficient intellectual maturity to properly perform the mitzvah with all its details. It is only once the child has achieved this level of maturity that one can rely on his statement that the search has been performed.